Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shoot me a text and let me know y'all can hear me. I'm still on. Hallelujah. That everything is sounding good and coming through. I don't know if the song's still on or not. Sound like it. But clear. Toda aki. Toda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, here we go once again. That Kol Elohim. I'm your brother, Ariel. Coming by the way of Iblis culture, Hebrew culture that is, with the last segment of the iniquity of the mystery of iniquity, Dove Already Worked. Toda, again, Aki, Toda, Toda. We're in the last segment. I had an awesome time doing this, and I sat back and just looked over things that Albert gave me, and I thank him for. I thank him for using me. I thank him for giving me his ruach. I thank him for thinking I'm worthy to speak his word. Although I don't always try or walk worthily, but he think I'm worthy to speak his word. When I go to the left and the right, that hand is always there to chastise me with loving commitment, loving kindness to bring me back, to get my mind right, as they will say. And I thank him for that. Truly thank him for that. And I wasn't going to go into too much this week. I had so much in my ruach this week, in my spirit. And I was searching for which way, you know, because last week I was like, all right, we're going to jump right into this. We're going to show this or not. All right, I'm going this way. And throughout the week, and you talking to Abba, you listening in your mind. You have an idea, you have a thought, you have a way that you want to go, how you want to finish it. I will always do his thing, always, always do his thing. You know, and he is the ultimate chess player, as one brother said. He's the ultimate chess player. How Satan may think he's coming this way, but Albert had already saw his move and checkmate him along at the door way before he made his move. Abba have already checked me. So I thank him for that. Let me open up with an opening prayer before I get to talking and getting into his word. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! For Yah, once again, for bringing us to your Shabbat door, Father. Shabbat will be open in a few minutes for all those who are taking hold of it. Thank you, Father, once again. For giving us rest, Father, for our mind, body, spirit, and soul. Father, I ask and pray that with all the lessons that come out with Beth Yahweh and all his teachers throughout the world, Father, that they be not seedless as this world has, in the way of the world is going, but seed-filled, Father, with power, Father, with tearing down of strongholds, Father. I pray that that's how your word goes out, Father, because that is the power within your word to tear down strongholds, Father. So I ask that anything that's holding back your word from getting to those who need it and those who hunger for it, Father, remove those things out of our way, Father, and those throughout this world, Father, who hold on the banner of Israel, Father, and your son, Yahushua HaMashiach, Father. I ask and pray for all Israel, Father, that they be well in their mind, well in their spirit, Father. I thank you for our brother, Brother Wendell, for God is his name, forgive me for that, that you brought him through, Father, that he was suffering with this COVID-19. I thank you for bringing him through safely, Father, for touching him and watching over him, Father. Father, I pray for all those who are ill in their spirit, Father, that you bring them through, Father. You bring them through, Father. And I want to pray for each and every member of Beth Yahweh, Father, that anything that's bothering them, Father, that you remove, Father. In Yahushua's name, Father, I pray. In your holy and precious Son's name. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage. a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. So here we go, family. We are in the last segment. And I truly enjoyed this one. But we're just going to go back through and give a refresher on what we did learn and what Abba did bring forth in his word. And to go back all the way to the first one, and that was called Stand Down While the Mystery, in the Mystery of Iniquity. Stand down, Israel, because that's around the time that everybody was up in arms about what happened to George Floyd, and Israel was putting their hands to the wrong plow and instead of keeping their hands on the plow of Yahweh. And Yahweh was saying to Israel, stand down, stand down. You know, he went into Luke 18, 1 through 8, Jeremiah 8, 7. We went and looked at some articles, the Psyops article. We looked at destabilization and all these things that was happening to a country, and it still is happening to this country right now, if people want to believe it or not, that the country is being destabilized, you know, and a psyops is going on, a psychological warfare is going on in the people's mind in this world, and we come to understand that through our word that it's a psychological warfare. The same thing this country here, United States, does to other countries, they're doing it to themselves right now. They're destabilizing this country. For what reason? I don't know. I don't know. We went to Jude 1:4, how there was men crept in, unaware, bringing in damnable doctrines. You know how way back in Shaul day, Paul day, how men came into the assembly, the church, and they brought in these damnable heresies, you know, these damnable doctrines. They was changing the doctrine as the quote-unquote assembly was growing, as it was being started. And we know and understand that it had been there from he gave it to Moshe, but when Yahushua came and did what he did, you know. He didn't actually start something new. He just gave them understanding of the Torah. You know, and at that time, he was taken off the scene, and he left his Talmudim, and Shaul was running up, and Shaul brought out, hey, the mystery of iniquity has been working, and we even learned that even before that, how these doctrines in Jeremiah day, these doctrines in ancient Israel have been coming in and changing the people's minds toward Yahweh. And the second one, we moved on to a false hope, you know, which we looked up some doctrines in that too, in the Declaration of Independence, Juneteenth, how our people were getting up in arms about Juneteenth. And crazy thing about Juneteenth is we declared our freedom. We declared that our freedom, which, you know, we were slaves here in the United States. And what happened was that they freed us. But we know, we heard the story where Texas was the last holdout. So Juneteenth became the day of our quote-unquote freedom in this country, and we was all gung-ho for that, for Juneteenth, around the time we got this lesson started, that Abba was giving me this lesson. Everybody was Juneteenth. But less than 2 weeks later, they were celebrating the 4th of July. So my cousin called me, what you doing for the 4th, brother? I don't celebrate that. But you, the same one posting all this stuff about Juneteenth, it just, how people have false hope out there. We went into how the people's hopes are in everything else but Yahweh. Everything else but Yahweh. And that was the second one. Then we went into the third one, was the world is in darkness. You know, and we read some things about Nimrod and how he started doctrines way back before Shaul. We went all the way back to Nimrod and how he was the first to tear reverence and honor from the Father. You know, and that doctrine has been floating and moving through the centuries, up, even up to our day. We looked at those things and how man is still celebrating and worshiping Nimrod. They think he's a, in some men's mind, he's a hero. He's a liberator. You know, so we went through that. That was the world is in darkness. And move all the way up to 3 or 4, the mindset of man. You know how the mindset. And then went into the book of wisdom, you know, 12, 13, and 14. And we first started out in Romans 1, 16 through 32. And we just read how messed up the mindset. And the great psychiatrist, Abba Yahushua, showed us, you know, and we went through some things, how he showed us the minds of men. He written these things down and let us know why men think the way they think. How a man lost his child and he made a portrait of his child, and because he was longing for his child and he looked at that child, and as the years went by, the people come and they worship the portrait. Or they worship the statue or of a king. And I was, all that's in Abba's word. Everything about man is in Abba's word. Every single thing. The Father's word. Everything. How men think. When I say men, I mean mankind. You know, and we went also up there. This is 4. That was 3. We went into that was the Shabbat last. I'm sorry. I'm just going through my list. Last week we went into healing, and wow, the world needs healing. It needs healing. It needs empathy. You know how Yahushua came down and walked in our shoes, so to speak. So he can truly understand what this flesh goes through. And he showed us a way out. You know, but those who are still here, we need to have more empathy for this world system and the mystery of iniquity. Because there's some things that's going on that's unseen in this world. And this week, the closing in the mystery of iniquity, not going to be that long, family. Not going to be that long. However, I will move on. It's the Valley of Dry Bones. The Valley of Dry Bones. And then that's what I told you ever since Monday that it came to my mind. Oh, yeah, I got that book. So I went and got the book, and I was skimming through the book and waiting for Abba to say something. But I never felt like, oh, yeah, that's it. You good with that right there. No, never felt it. So that wasn't the way he wanted me to go, which I couldn't understand, not to go through the book, but go through his book. Whatever way you want to go, Father, is your message. It's not mine. And ironically, this week is Dick Tannen. Last week it was Deshaun Jackson. And I even saw a post today where Carmelo Anthony talking about we are the true Hebrew Israelites. And, yeah, Tiffany Haddish coming out talking about we are the true Hebrew Israelites. And a couple of us. You know, I know Damon Stoudemire, that he's been living it. He was one who was a part of this world system, and he broke away. Now, where his money is towards the rebuilding of a nation. He broke away. Although it was at the end of his career, we don't know when Abba going to speak to somebody and move upon somebody to get him when he gets. It's all in his time. Everything is in his time. Everything. So we know and understand about Nick Cannon. The brother came out immediately, less than 24 hours, and gave an apology. You know, first he was saying, I'm not apologizing. What I need to apologize for, made all these posts about how I'm going to be anti-Semitic when I'm a Semitic. But that beast system is a strong system. And if you ain't ready to let go of that system, you may not want to talk. And if you rely on the system so much, you may want to be quiet. And that's a lesson for all those who have bowed down to this beast system, who have given in to this beast system, who accepted what Hasatan tried to give Yahushua up in the mountain. Y'all remember that when he took him up in the high place and tried to offer him everything. So when you get all these riches of the world, remember who offered it. Remember who owns it. Remember who is the God of this world. Remember the system of this world. Who controls everything? How to become the enemy, the adversary of our Creator, Yahushua HaMashiach, and our enemy. And also, he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready, as the comedian says. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for that onslaught. Deshaun Jackson, the same way they got this brother talking on the visit Oscars, you know, where the Jews was, quote unquote, put into the gas chambers. So if you ain't ready to put your hand on this plow, don't do it. Don't put your hand to this plow, because this plow right here is nothing to play with. It's nothing to play with. This is a life and death thing right here. This thing right here is serious. And that's all of us. Yahweh tells each and every one, each and every person that come this way. Yahushua told us, before you do this, come and learn of me. Come and learn of me. If they hate me, know they're going to hate you too, because the world don't love me. So before you put your hand to this plow, make sure that you are ready and you are willing to lay down your life to be a living sacrifice, as he said in his word, to be a living sacrifice. And that's not easy. It's easier said than done. Ask Brother Kiefer. He thought he was ready. So then people laid hands on him. Yahushua told him, no, look, before the cock crow three times, you're going to deny me, you know. And Brother Kappa was a man's man, if that was a thing. He was what we would call a Pluto, or one of these macho men, you know, a man to stand up to men, you know. He was a macho man, ready to guff, ready to throw hands at the drop of a dime. But when that heat got hot, he got out the kitchen. He got out the kitchen, didn't realize how much heat was coming down. They snatched Yahushua up like gangbusters, put hands on Yahushua. Brother Kiefer saw all that and be like, hey, I'm not ready. But we know the story. He got vindicated. Yahushua came back. He came back. He vindicated the brother. And then the brother, he was ready. He was ready. He didn't realize what he was getting into, but after he went through that ordeal, he was ready to die for the word of Yahweh. And he did die for the word of Yahweh. So for all you celebrities, I think you need to go and sit under somebody who has the understanding of what this thing is really is, and is not a game. Because it ain't about just knowing who you are. It ain't about that. It's about living who you are. It's about repenting and returning to Yahweh. You have to live this thing. You want to make a difference? Live it. You want to tear down his kingdom? Live it. Live his word. Regardless of wherever you are, live it. Live his word. And that goes for anybody. You live and you are a living testimony. He said, you are my witnesses, Israel, not these Jehovah's Witnesses, not those clowns. He said, Israel is my witnesses. How we become his witnesses? By living Torah, by becoming the walking, talking Torah, by having Yahushua filled in our bodies. Filled. So that's how we put down this kingdom, this world system. Remember, you're a marked man, you're a marked sister, when you live the way he asked you to live. You live, and I didn't see the brothers and the one sister and probably a couple of them throughout the world system. I didn't see them as leaders. I don't see them as leaders of Israel. No, they're not leaders of Israel. They may be somewhat leaders in this world system, but not leaders of Israel, not those who are ordained and anointed by Yahweh. But what I did see is if anybody out there that has, that watches them and follows them, take an interest in what they're talking about and say, let me see. Let me see if we are the true Israelites. Let me see if they are the true Israelites. Because the knowledge is out there. The knowledge is there. Let me see if there is any truth. Any truth. I tell you what, that's all you have to do. And the adversary know that. That's why they try to shut them up so quick. Shut up. Be quiet. You can't say that. You know, on 2 Maccabees 6:6, it was a time that you couldn't even say that you was a Yahudi. Now we in those times again that you can't even say that you are a Yahudi. Look what's happening to these quote-unquote celebrities. These celebrities, look what happened to them. They're being ostracized. They're being trodden down. They're being, you know what? You better shut it up about that Jewish stuff, about y'all true Hebrew Israelites. But if one person can look at them and say, you know what? Nick Cannon said, let me go back and read. Let me get on this computer and punch in true Hebrew Israelites and see what comes up. That's all you have to do. Because they know a thought can be planted just like that. But what they're trying to do, head it off at the pass, that's kill the thought. Hey, Abba, all he needs is that one person to just say, ask that question within themselves. And Abba, boom, he on him. He going straight for him. He going to kill him. Why? Because something about that curiosity about him was piqued. But the adversary know that. And those that he handled know that. And there is, and this way we were going, there is a movement to keep the true Hebrew Israelites down. There is a movement. And I was going to go into some things. It's a book that I was going to get this week, because this was the route I was going, thought I was going. It's called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. That book cost $300. I said, no, thank you. I ain't putting that one. And there's a couple other books out there that people can get. $300 for a book. Why in the world you put a price tag on a book? And it's a paperback. Ain't no bigger than a half an inch or an inch. It ain't nowhere near an inch. It's about 3/4 of an inch. The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews. $300-something for a book. I said to myself, there had to be some powerful stuff in there. How they are the ones going around. They've had the slave ship. They are the ones that's holding us back. They are the ones who own all the media outlets. All the basketball, all the sports. They are the ones who trying to keep this cloud. All the music. They are the ones that's trying to hold it back. But they can't hold it back. Not me, not anybody else can hold what Abba said in his word, throughout his word, that they shall return. They shall return. It's not my word, Abba's word, that they shall return. And how he's going to return us, or the majority of his people, let's look in his word and find out. Let's look in his word. Let's start off with our regular scripture, because this has been what we talked about for the last 6 weeks, and we're starting off in 2 Thessalonians. Matter of fact, I'll be reading out of the King James today. I'll be reading out of the King James, 2 Thessalonians 2:7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And we had talked about this so much, this mystery of a secret sin that's going on, the secret lawlessness that has been going on since the days of Shaul, and we already know all the way back to Nimrod. There's a spirit of disobedience that Yahweh said in his word. Use the same brother, Brother Shaul, I believe that's in Corinthians. I believe I'm not 100. We'll find that out, though. We'll find that. But he didn't talk about this spirit of disobedience that worketh in the children. This spirit has children. That's disobedient spirit. Yahushua said it this way. You are of your father. Father is the devil, who is the father of lies. He said that he have children. We know 2 Corinthians 11, therefore 4:11, that he has ministers that he himself can transform into an angel of light. That is a mystery to most people. That is a secret lawlessness that's going on in this world. That's being taught to millions of people. Millions of people are under house upon strongholds. Thank Abba Yah that he breaking the strongholds that Hasatan had on you. Thank him for that. He's breaking a stronghold, has been breaking a stronghold. And when he get hold of you, he allow you to see it. Hey, you're under attack right now. You're being used by my adversary against me, brother, sister. So hallelujah for that. So let's go to Yeshua 37, where the thought came from. Yeshua. And I will ask you a very important question in Yeshua, the book, chapter 37. Starting at 1. I'm only going to read 1 to 3, family. Right now, we're not going through the whole one. We're only going to read 1 to 3. And we're talking about Israel and the returning of Israel and the returning. Yes, we do know that all Israel is not going to return, and even those who are not Israel can become Israel. We don't teach that here. We don't teach the black-only doctrine. We don't teach that. We teach that anybody can become Israel. Anybody can become a believer of Yahweh and Yahushua. Anybody. All you have to pick up that covenant, take hold of it, and believe in the Son. And you too will be counted as an Israeli. The hand of Yahweh was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of Yahweh, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there was very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And that's putting our forefront right now, family, that we're talking about today's people. We're talking about Israel today. When we look out there and see these people don't have a God, don't have a culture, don't have a direction, don't have nothing, but think they're the coolest thing on the planet. Don't have absolutely nothing. And really, the laughing stock of the world. People come over here and they look down on us because they can't believe. And this is their thinking, wrong as it is. Y'all been over here all this time, and you still in these ghettos. You still ain't amount to nothing. You still shaking your booty. You still jigging relief. You still entertainment. You still on the bottom? I mean, every ethnic group that come over here feel that way. Y'all been here for 400 years. You got some clown going to say that it was a choice. Slavery was a choice. Oh, boy, I wish I had that power of the movie of Sankofa. Send him back. Send him back. Send him back. To day one, when they brought him off the ship, went through time and asked him, let him feel every lash of the whip. Let him feel everything. And then ask him, was it a choice? To use another one, caught up in his world system, caught up in House of Time system, have no clue that Yahweh said that that was going to happen to these people. And if Yahweh said it's going to happen to them, can't nothing nobody do about it. I don't care how many marches, what we do, we can't do about nothing about that. We cannot stop the hand of Yahweh. He's going to be slaves. He said, if you're going to be ripped of your culture, your heritage, and everything is going to be taken away from you, that you are going to be scorned, that you are going to be a byword and a proud word, that the stranger should come in your land and get above you. There's nothing we can do about that. Curse is coming to an end, fam. Coming to an end. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? That's a powerful question right there. Put yourself in those shoes. I would have took you to a graveyard where it ain't even no skin on the people, but it's a mass graveyard. Ain't nothing, ain't no blood, ain't nothing moving. And even the bones been dead for so long that they dried up. Yeah. Awe that'll be on your face. The amazement that'll be on your face. There's nothing on these people. No veins. No heartbeats. No nothing. The bones is dry. Ain't nothing on them. So they've been dead for a very long time. He took them to a mass graveyard. Hey, yes, I had to look around and be like, what do you say? And I answered, oh, Master Yah, thou knowest that. You are the only one who knows that. I have no clue. What I see is nothing but dead bones. I see a mass graveyard. Ain't no spirit there, ain't no nothing. I see a mass graveyard, Abba. You are the only one can answer that. Why did he take Jezebel there, Ezekiel, and ask him that question? From this mass graveyard. And it's his people. People. Can you imagine the sorrow of Jezebel to see this mass graveyard of dry bones? Yahweh asked them a question. He didn't just ask them, he asked everybody, can they live? Can they live? Go here first before we get to the rest of this. Told you, family, we're just going to get into the word. Let's go to Hosea. Let's move on. We're going to go backwards today, though. Let's go to Hosea 9. Because this is why these people, we just want to go and see why, if this is a mass graveyard. And trust me, I would know his people better than anybody else. He knows his people. He watches his people better than anybody else on the face of the planet. There's no human being know Yisrael better than him. No human being. He has been guiding these people, whether in our mind, good or bad, all the way. He has been guiding his people all the way. And in Hosea, we're going to see three stages. Not the three stages that we see, we know and understand. Not those. Moses, Yahushua, Eliyahu. Not those three stages. We're going to see another three stages in Hosea. And who? Hallelujah. Abba Yah. Abba Yah. You know how I've been listening to our conversations. He be listening to our company. Be listening. Let me listen to my son's talk. All right. I hear what y'all talking about. Let me show y'all right here. Okay, brother, you say this. You say this right here. Brother, that's why I like those two things that you said. You talked about a seed soul. You sent the scripture. Then you said, Abba is the only soul. I would be listening to our conversation. Do we know that? Do we understand that? He said, where my name at, I am in the midst of them, whether they're two or three or more. Where my name at, I am in the midst. That. Do we believe that he listens to our conversation? Joy is that. Down it, talking about, and it's showing these way, this way and that way. But I want them to do. I want them to do that. That's what the Sanhedrin is all about. 70 elders conversing in the word of Yahweh so they can come to one common ground, one common truth. Yah, period. Yah's truth. Not mine, not his. Not nobody else's, but Yah's truth. Abba listens. So he drops seeds in different brothers' heart and different brothers' mind. Now, that's a little caveat for those who don't be in those conversations. Maybe you want to get in those conversations. Maybe you want to start joining those conversations. And we know I understand some of y'all with me, you can't. But go back and follow up. Sometimes it'd be like 50 and 60. What's the name? So you can't get better. You understand that. But, I will drop seeds in there. Hallelujah. Well, let's see. Let's see these people for how I will see them. Let's see them how I will see them. We're starting in 9. Chapter 9, and we're reading the whole chapter. Rejoice not. Oh, yes, I am. For joy as a people, for thou hast gone whoring from thy mighty one. Thou hast loved a reward upon every cornfield. The floor and the winepress shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her. They shall not dwell in Yahweh's land, but Ephraim shall return to Mitzrayim. And let's know, we know Ephraim is a surname for Yisrael. But hold on, listen. But Ephraim shall return to Mitzrayim. Israel shall return to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. Where are we at now? That we rock move upon us. Let's use our imagination for Yah's word, and let's see these people right there. Let's see Abba talking to these people right now. Well, in Yahweh's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. Huh? They shall not offer wine offerings to Yahweh, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. What? Israel eating everything under the sun out there. Everything under the sun Israel is eating. In Egypt, that's what you're going to eat. Carnival things to me. The crab, the shrimp, the lobster, and all these unclean things you're going to eat. Happy. You started off and rejoice not, Israel. They shall not offer wine offering to Yahweh, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as the bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted, for their bread, for their soul, shall not come into the house of Yeshua, of Yahweh. What will you do in the solemn day and in the day of the feast of Yahweh? For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Mitzrayim shall gather them up. Memphis shall bury them, the pleasant places, for their silver needles shall possess them, thorn shall be in their tabernacle. Remember a while back, Rabbi did a teaching, Brother Yaakov Al did a teaching talking about Mitzrayim, double straight. So you go and look up that word Mitzrayim, it's going to talk about the upper and lower Egypt, double straight. And even you take, go and show you up to Memphis. Let me see. Memphis, let me just look it up. Let me see, it's in Hebrews 4:2-6:1, and then it's mock mold, is a delightful hint, an object of attraction or desire. What? The entertainment here in this place right now. We their entertainment right now. We are their entertainment. Let's go back. Let's read it from the beginning so we get the whole thought. For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up. Memphis shall bury them. Memphis is the capital of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, which is in lower Egypt. So it's a double strength. And these, all the things that the system of Mitzrayim, the system of Egypt, is going to do to his people. Because they were obedient. You see, mistress shall bury them. The pleasant places for their silver, needles shall possess them. Thorn shall be their tabernacle. Something will be always pricking us. So we can march, we can do all that we want. We're going to be afflicted until we turn back to Yah. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. For the multitude of thy iniquity and the great hatred. Let me see. The spiritual man is mad. I mean, he is not in the right ruach because of the hatred. That means you, the hatred that's coming toward you, that you can't even stay focused on what Abba say do. Mad, the spiritual man is mad. He's not in his right ruach. He's not in his right mind. He can't stay focused. There's so much hatred from every end, from upper and lower Egypt. This is all that Abba allowing to happen to his people because they were disobedient. They continue in their disobedience. The watchman of Ephraim was with my elf, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways and hatred in the house of his elf. They have deeply corrupted themselves as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore, he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sins. I found Israelite grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as at the first time, but they went to Baal Peor and separated themselves unto that shame. and their abominations were according as they loved. As Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird from the birth. I don't know why they got that, but. And from the womb and from the conception. Though they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them, that they shall not be a man left. Yea, woe also to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as I saw, Tyre, is planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim shall bring forth his children to a murderer.
Huh? What?
That means wherever we at, we are going to be murdered. Israel. Because remember, this is the surname for Israel, Ephraim. When he's talking about Ephraim right here, he's talking about the whole nation of Israel. Going to bring his children to the murderer. Give them, O Yahweh, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breath. All their wickedness is in God, real God. For there I hated them for the wickedness of their doing. I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. And all their princes are revolted. Boy, we had to be some hard-headed neck children for the Most High to say he will love us no more. Look at us. Look at us. Look at us out there. Killing each other like nothing. One another like nothing. The spiritual man is mad. I would say, I can't love them. They're so wicked. I love them no more. They're so wicked. They even caught me up last week, driving through Baltimore, just looking at the despair, looking at our people, looking at how they like wild bulls caught up on the neck on the corner, as his word says. We left some death of Yahweh. And the first thing came to mind, if I ever had some money, man, I'm moving out of Baltimore. I'm getting up out of here. Man, this is a desolate place. That's all I was thinking about. Somebody had to tap me on my head, hit me in my rock, to get your mind right. But I'm only feeling the way you feel. You said you're not going to love them no more. Hard-headed, stiff-necked, disrespectful people. No love for one another. For one another. Ephraim is smitten. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring fruit, yet will I slay even the blood fruit of their womb. My El will cast them away because they did not hearken unto him. And they shall be wanderers among the nations. Wanderers among the nations. Are we not? They're wanderers. Vagabonds. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, no direction. And those who lead us to the pit, lead us the wrong way, in the opposite way of Yah. Those who lead. Black Lives Matter, leading a whole group of black people right now. We got all these movements going on. Got a brother spoke up, Nick Cannon, spoke up, and immediately he shut his mouth. Got them brought right back into the bondage. Scared. Did not want to lose his position. Did not want to lose his position. But I would say they're going to be wanderers in this world. And that's a mystery in itself. You talk to most people today, they could care less about what happened after these 1,400 years. I mean, after these 400 years. You ask them about that, and frankly, for the last 50 years, they believe that they have some some relief because we have finally been accepted. We have finally looked at, and today, what is happening across the world. We are finally being given our just due as human beings. We're going to finally be accepted in this world. They're going to finally love us. And nobody loves me like Abba. But that's a mystery. They have no clue on who they are. They have no clue. No culture. Again, no language to go back to. Nothing. So much so, many of them is going back up into Africa, grabbing on to anything that gives them an identity. Anything that gives them an identity. It's our people. It's our people. Let's go back a few chapters. Let's start at the beginning. Let's start at Hosea 1. We're going to read chapters 1, 2, and 3 for those who are taken down. The word of Yahweh came unto, and just listen, Sam. Listen, and let's see our people today. Let's see if our word can transcend thousands of years, can move across generations. We know it can. Let's prove his word can move across generations. The word of Yahweh, and I'm going to look up a few words right here, that came unto Hosea, the son of Beriah, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Azaz, and Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of Yahweh by Hosea, or Hosea. And Yahweh said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredom and children of whoredom, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from Yahweh. Yahweh said, go take yourself a proper wife. I would do it. In Hosea, which means deliverance, salvation, right? I took a wife. I thought I was marrying something sweet. Took me a prostitute. Oh, I took something that I thought that was holy, that was wholesome. The Bible is giving the brother Hosea what he did. We know the story for some of us, and some don't. We won't go through it. He told the man, go take a prostitute for a wife. The beginning of the word of Yahweh by Hosea, and Yahweh said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredom and children of whoredom, even the wife and children. We know and understand. Sometimes Israel is looked at Yahweh's wife. Sometimes he looked at as his son. For the land has committed great whoredom, departing from Yahweh. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Deblin, which conceived and bare him a son. Let's just look up her name, Gomer. Let's just do that. And that is in the Hebrew Concordance 1586, Gomer, from 1584, completion, Gomer, the name of a son of Japheth and of his descendants, also a Hebrewess, Gomer, 1584, to end, in the sense of completion or failure, cease, come to an end, fail, perfection, perfect. Form. So the first thing Abba told him to go get this failure. Go get this failure. Your wife is a failure. But let's look at her mother. See what her mother name. It ain't written in here for just no reason. What you put her mother name? Why we need to know her mother? and that is in your Hebrews Concordance, 1691. And that is Deblaim, Dor from the masculine of 1619, two cakes, a symbolic name. Let's go to 1619. From an unused root, a kind, to 2082, probably meaning to press together, a cake, pressed together, this failure, pressed together. But we just read about these double straight in Mitzrayim. This is what I was telling the man to go take. Go get this failure that's going to be pressed together. It's a whole little story. Four. And Yahweh said unto him, call, no matter what, and bear him a son. First son, she bade him a son. And Yahweh said unto him, call his name Yezreel. For yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Yezreel upon the house of Yehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Yisrael. So let's see what this first name, Yezreel, means. Yah will sow. Hold up now. Yah will sow? Huh? This man is married to this prostitute, but Yah will sow? Her first son name is Yah will sow. His first son, Yah will sow. I tell you, Yah, we're listening to our conversations. We brother talked about that earlier. Went to the scripture, a seed sower, and brought that into conversation. Then he ended up and said that Yah will sow. Yah is the only sower. This hooker. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel and the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. And Yah said unto him, call her name. I might have to look that one up, family. Laruka. And that is Laruka. Call her name Laruka. For I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. So let's go back and let's look up that word Laruka. It's from your Strong's Concordance. Hebrew Concordance, 3819, from 3808 and 735, not pity, not pity. If you go to 7, let me go back, let me make sure I'm looking at that. 7355, let's look that up, a primitive root. To fondle, by implication, to love, especially to compassionate. Have compassion. And you can finish that out if you want on your own. For the first one, Yah will have compassion. Yah will love. The second one, Yah will love. Yah will sow. The second one, Yah will love. For I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them out of the way. But I will have mercy upon the house of Yehuda, and will save them by Yahweh, their Elohim, and will not save them by the bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Let's get it. Yahweh will have mercy. Hold up, I was right after that. You tell us you're not going to save us by the horseman. You're not going to save us by the bow. You're not going to save us by the sword. Well, how are you going to save us, Abba? When she weaned Lo-Ruah, she conceived and bare a son. What? She had 3 kids so far. Then said Yah, call his name Lo-Ruah. Lo Mami, For ye are not my people, and I will not be your Elohim. That's even old Lamed. Me. And that is in your Hebrew Concordance 38:18. That's Lo Ah Me. Lo Ah Me. From 38:08 and 5971. With a, I'm going to have a phenomenal suffix, and not my people. Then we just talk about how Israel is not a people, have no culture, have nothing. They have nothing. The first child that this prostitute had, it was Bible soul. First child, the second child, our love. Another child. What? Is that another three stages in Israel life that we can see? Huh? Because the first one, he gave him the Torah at the mountain. The second one, he didn't save him by no way. He sent his son to die for him. It wasn't a sword. But because they were so ignorant, they were so disrespected, they lost their heritage. They became not a people. We're not a people. We think we have something, but we're not. Understand our history, our culture. We lost it all. What he did for us. He became a prostitute in his eyes. Huh? Seven again. Let me read seven one more time. But I will have mercy upon the house of Yahweh, and I will save them by Yahweh, their Elohim, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. It won't be a battle. We know, I understand it. We know what Yahushua did. We know what Yahushua did. Oh, well, you said, I will save them by Yahweh, their mighty one. And I ain't got enough time to go into that. But if you know what he's talking about, I will save them by Yahweh, their mighty one. You know who Yahushua is. Hallelujah. She had weaned, Lord me. She conceived and bare son. Then said Yah, call his name, Lord me. For you are not my people, and I will not be your mighty one. Look at Israel today, family. They are not a people. We read in now what they're about. We see what they're about. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, yet you are not a people, that it shall be said unto them, you are the sons of the living hell. We are not a people. Said in his word. Do you believe his word happening? Because Yah said it's going to happen. There's going to be some charlatans rising up, but they can't stop what Yahweh said. Place where you are not a people. You're going to come to your mind and say, we are the sons and daughters of the Most High Yah. El Abba, the Almighty One. They've been hiding from us all these years, but the sons and daughters of the Most High. Truth. Real. He says, the sons of the living, mighty one. Ain't nothing else living but Yah. Understanding. Then shall the children of Yahudah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appointed themselves one here, and they shall come up out of the land. For great shall be the days of Yezreel. What was Yezreel? Yah, so a great sowing will take place. Brother Harwell, you was right. A great sowing will take place because Yah will sow. Your brethren, I mean, and to your sister, Ramah, plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight and her adultery from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked and set her as in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with the thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of whoredom. For their mother hath played the harlot. She that hath conceived them hath done shamefully, for she said, I will go after my lover, and that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. Behold, I will hedge up the way with thorns and make a wall, that she shall not find her path. And she shall follow after her lover, but shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then she shall say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. For she did not know that I gained her corn and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Abba is taking care of Israel all the time. He has been watching over her all the time. Out there with Buddha, Allah, and all this foolishness, and Jesus, and all this everything that's not giving him honor to them all this time. And the harlot, therefore will I return and take away my corn and the time thereof, and my wine and the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax given to cover her nakedness. And now I will discover her lowness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moon, and her Sabbath, and all her solemn feasts. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees. Wherefore she hath said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the breast of the beast of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Bali, wherein she burnt incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and forgot me, saith Yah. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. Listen to that. Obviously, he's going to allure her. He's going to bring her close to him with comfortable, with loving kindness. And I will give her her vineyards from thence and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the days when she came up out of the land of Mitzrayim. As it shall be at that day, saith Yahweh, that thou shalt call me Ish, husband. Call me no more Baal. For I will take away the names of Baalim out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth and will make them to lie down safely. Yahweh gonna tell them, stand back and let my my kids through. I will make it with the fowls of the air, things in high places, these rulers of the earth. Stand back and let my people go. Like Brother read last week, how Yahushua didn't even allow the unclean spirits to speak. Stand back and let them through. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercy. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness. And thou shalt know Yahweh. And it shall come to pass, in that day I will hear, saith Yahweh, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Yezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that have not obtained mercy. And I will say to them, which are not a people, that thou art my people. And they shall say, thou art my Elohim. I will say to them, Elohim, that are not a people. Let's move on to 3. Then said Yahweh unto me, go, yet love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress according to the love of Yahweh toward the children of Israel who look to our God and love dragons of wine. I would know what Israel is doing. He known ever since. So I brought her to me for 15 pieces for a homer of barley and a half homer of barley and said unto her, thou shalt abide with me for me many days, so thou not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be for thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without a tephorim. After shall the children of Israel return and seek Yahweh, their mighty one, and David, their king, and shall fear Yahweh and his goodness in the latter days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The question was in the beginning, can these dry bones live? Yes, Abiyah know the wickedness of Israel, but he won't turn them around. Him that's going to be the sower. Him going, as his word said, I will sow. I will sow to a people that have no clue of who they are and who they are. They have no clue who they are. None whatsoever. So let's go back to Yeshua's cow, and let's finish out 37. The Valley of Dry Bones, family. Right, so we can start at 2. And he caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, son of Adam, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahweh, Elohim, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Salvation, this is deliverer, he's telling to prophesy. You prophesy to these dead people. You talk to these dead people. You prophesy to Israel. I'm using you. Yes, I've got. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim unto the bones, these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring you up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And you shall know that I am. He's going to be the sower. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and boom. Behold, a shaking and the bones coming together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of Adam, son of Yahushua, and say unto the wind, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, come from the four winds of breath and breathe upon these slain that they may live. I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part. And that's what Israel is saying. Israel has no hope out there, family. They have no hope. They grabbing and grasping for any and everything. He said in his word that they will be strangers in the nation where he sent them. Vagabond. They grasping and grabbing for anything that's going to give them hope. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith Yah. Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I have opened your grave, O my people, and brought you up out of your grave, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it and performed it, saith Yahweh. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, moreover, son of Adam, take thee one stick and write upon it for Yehuda and for the children of Israel, his companion. Then take another stick, write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for the house of Israel, his companion, and join them one stick, one into another, one stick. And they, shall become one in thy hand. And when the children of Israel, thy people, shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by thee? Saith unto them, saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is the land of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Yehuda, and make them one stick. And they shall be one in my hand, and one in the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in the hand before thy eyes. And they, and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, and when they be gone, I will gather them over every side and bring them into their own land, and I will make them one nation, and in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms more at all, neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with festival things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and I will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their mighty one. And David, my servant, shall be their king over them. And they all shall be one shepherd, shall have one shepherd, excuse me. They shall also walk in the judgment and observe my statutes to them, to do them. And they shall dwell in the land I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever, Moreover, I will make a covenant of shalom with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their mighty one, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh. Do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got one more scripture to go to, family, and that will be the end of this lesson. And this scripture came to mind because I read a post the other day. And the post said, so what that if Israel, if the people start to understand who they are, what will that be? And I'm trying to remember exactly what it said for me to go that route. And his thought was, what difference does it make? Will it make a difference to these people? Now, something along the lines. I know whatever he thought Yahweh took me immediately here that I wanted to post on the brother's page. And this is Romans 10:13-15. Because if Israel is rising up and Abba is going to bring them back, they're going to need his anointed one. They're going to need those who are called out to guide them. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yah shall be saved of Yahushua. Who shall ever call upon the name. And that's for mankind, period. Let's put that out there. That's for anybody who call on the name of Yahushua shall be saved. And this is what he said. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not heard, not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Without a priest? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the good news of shalom and bring glad tidings of good things. Again, how then shall they call on him they have not believed? Or I like the other version that says, for they have not heard. You don't believe in Yahushua because you never heard of him. You talk to most people out here, you never heard of Yahushua. Even when you tell them that, give them a little something to think about, you know, I call them by the name he was born with, Yahushua. It runs right over their mind. So there's going to be time spent with some individual to bring them up and out of that madness that they are part of. Yahweh, you just went through. We know there's a thing that's called a cognitive dissonance that just won't allow us to believe something, even if we see it as true, because they have been a part of our psyche for so long. Each and every one of you to put yourselves in those shoes, because we all wasn't Israel at one time. Put yourselves wherever you were, because we serve a mighty one who have brought together coalmongers, pimps, drug dealers, prostitutes, all kinds of walks of life. He have pulled them up and out of the gutter and gave him his rock and gave them a mission. When we sit back and we look at those people, and that's what I've had, look at yourself and where you come from. When you think you want to get out of Baltimore, wherever you go at, the world is in darkness, the people grow darkness. Wherever you go in this world, there shall be darkness. It may not be presented in the way that we see out here in these streets of Baltimore and Chicago and all these other places, but it's still darkness. It's still evil wherever you go at. So let's look at ourselves and where Abba has brought us. Brought me from being a homemonger. Brought me from being a drug dealer. Brought me from being a liar. Brought me from being a charmer and all other illnesses, whatever this world had to offer, my hands was out for it. Came down in the gutter and got me out of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is my Torah portion for this week. And Brother Yariyah will have the next segment, whatever Abba puts on his heart that he will bring forth. And pray for everybody got something out of it. And if you have any questions, please give me a call or text anything, and we can move on from there. Let me go to the closing benediction. What an awesome, awesome creator we serve. Not like any other. He's real. He is the living, mighty one. And his desire for his children to be with him. What a great father. What a great father. Bless are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Bless are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Bless are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Bless are you, Yahweh, who sanctified the Shabbat. Bless are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Bless are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Bless are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisrael with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 I want to thank you for giving me your Ruach, Father. I want to thank you for listening to the brothers' conversation. I want to thank you for always being present in our lives, Father, even when we don't feel you. And we know it's not you who moved away, but it's us who have moved away. So thank you, Father, for always watching over your people, your son, our Father. Father, ask that your word go out like a mighty wind and spread seed throughout this world, Father. Throughout this world. Father, for all those who have the burden of bringing forth your word, Father, may you strengthen them. May you continue to be with them, Father. May you remove any obstacle, any stronghold from away from them, Father. All around, y'all are being, Father. May you remove any and everything out of their way, Father. May you bind them with unclean spirit that try to attack our kids, Father. May you bind them. Those unclean spirits that try to attack our Akoti, Father, our Zakim, Father, our Enos, Father, the whole house of Israel, Father. May you continue to strengthen us. May you give us the strength to bind this strong man. In your holy and precious name, we pray. Hallelujah. In Yahushua's name. Shabbat Shalom. Yisrael. Till next time. Shalom.
Exodus begins with the triumphant story of a man. Chapter 2, verse 1, listen closely, you'll understand the plan. Pharaoh, in the heat of his anger, plotted to destroy the babies from Israel's belly, let the girls live, but kill every boy. But a child named Moses was one that God chose to be the vessel sent into Egypt to deliver Israel and set the captives free. You see, God took a nobody, made him a somebody. Told Pharaoh,
what he tell him?
Telling my people, go.
No matter what you do today, no matter what you say today, no matter what you think today,
what you gonna say?
Let my people go. No matter what you do today.
And unfortunately, we still ain't free, you see. You think racism is ghost like Casper? Don't forget what just happened down in Jasper. I ask you, why the baby's crying and daddy's dying? From the east side to the west side to the south side, genocide. You can't hide from the fact all the modern day pharaohs I attack, and I stack the knowledge inside my mind, packed deep like a nine. The power from above I find. Rise up, my people, cause it's time. Come on, come on. That's right.
What you gonna tell him now? Let my people